You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to... The Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to welcome the incredible Jaden Waldman and Robert Vincent Montano to today's show. Also joining us is the amazingly talented Sage Chasely, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Puxatawny Phil decided to come out of quarantine, or hibernation as he calls it, to tell us that we are in for 6 more weeks of winter. And now, he has to go back into quarantine for 7 to 10 days because the people holding him were not wearing masks. Seriously, please just wear a mask so we can all get live theater back open and everything back open. I mean, I don't know about you, but I really miss the rush of performing in front of live audiences, as well as the thrill of watching incredibly talented and dedicated performers give it their all as an audience member. Nothing compares to live theater, not to mention the thousands of arts workers who are still out of jobs and losing health insurance. So let's keep working together to make that happen sooner than later. Just Stand By Me and we can do it together. Here's Stand By Me.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light to see. Oh, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountains should crumble into sea, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
My first two guests starred as brothers in the Radio City Christmas Spectacular starring the Radio City Rockettes, and I'm thrilled that they will be reuniting to catch up and sing a duet. Let's welcome Jaden Waldman and Robert Vincent Montano. Hi, Robert and Jaden.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm doing good, too. I'm doing good.
Hey, I'm so happy to have you both on the Early Night Show. Now, I know that you've both worked together before. Can you tell us about that?
me and Jaden in the 2017 and 2018 Christmas Spectacular at Radio City Music Hall, we played brothers. I played Patrick, the older brother, and he played Ben, the little brother. And we went on this really awesome story all about Christmas.
Oh, I just, one of the best memories I've had was, remember Ted the camel?
Oh my gosh. Oh, I miss him. I wonder where what he's doing, keeping up there.
There was a camel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There were multiple. We had camels, we had sheep, goats.
Donkey?
Yeah. Yes, donkey. Yep.
Yeah.
Ted the donkey.
Ted the camel, Ted the donkey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a lot. We used during the nativity scene, we had live animals on the stage, and with all the stage hands and the ensemble men, they all have their own designated sheep, and they're really fluffy and they're really cute. So
yeah,
really cool.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Do you get to like hang out with the animals a lot?
Well, sometimes we would go down before a show, and I remember one time we went through all the sheep's names. I forgot them pretty quickly because there's a lot.
There's a lot, yeah.
But, yeah, they were really tough, yeah.
Did you each have like a favorite moment in the show?
I know, I had multiple moments. My favorite moment definitely was when me and Jaden were up on the toy wall, and they had us watch all the amazing rag dolls perform right in front of us, which was really, really awesome. And we were way up there watching them dance, and we would always used to make like faces at each other, and then we'd look at all the rag dolls and they'd look up and make faces at us. And it was just really cool because we definitely over time created like a really awesome connection where we kind of just knew like when it was time to leave, like we just look at each other and be like, okay, that's our cue, let's go. And it was just really cool.
Oh, I remember that one show where, remember, you stepped on my shoe? And then I did like the a whole show with my shoe half off, literally trying to pull it back on the toy wall, like trying not to get so red in the face because I was supposed to be smiling. And then I literally ran through the whole show like with a shoe half off. There was so much running and I got through it all. And finally, at the last moment where I ran off and I had to get my next pair of shoes and the lights were dimming, my shoe
Remember
came
that
off.
Time with the backpack?
Oh my God.
Oh, okay, so.
Okay.
His last story was when he realized that I am truly a clumsy person. There was this one time when we were about to go off on stage, and we forgot his backpack in the dressing room, and his backpack is also intertwined with our blocking and lines. So we were like, oh my gosh, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? We were sitting backstage
It was because usually when we do the soldier ball, like in our dressing room.
Yes, we put it down. We do like a good luck handshake with our had a little sister in the show. The character's part was Clara. Her name is Bella in real life, and we always used to do the toy soldier fall right before we went off on stage with each other. And when we set it down, we forgot to pick it back up. So we're literally 30 seconds to go before we have to go off on stage, and we're like, okay. So instead of this, we're gonna say this, and instead of doing this, we're gonna do that, and it's gonna be great. Okay, let's go. And it worked out. Thankfully, but it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like with
Thanks,
show,
Robert.
Well, unfortunately, it was canceled this year, and I really wish it hadn't. But the Broadway and live performance pause has definitely forced us all to explore other endeavors. What have both of you had time for that otherwise you might have not been able to pursue?
FTV, little man. Okay. Obviously, you know, the cancellation of Radio City this year was definitely took a big toll on, you know, I'm sure Jaden's family and my family as well. And really a lot of people, everybody that was in the show, you know, we really had our hopes up that we were going to try to work something out. And, you know, unfortunately, and it was for the better that we did end up, you know, postponing the show this season, you know, just for safety reasons and to make sure everybody, you know, stay safe during the holiday season. Some things that I personally have been working on, I actually had the honor of being a part of the top three. I made it to the top three in Broadway world. I was the top third vocalist And it was a very, very, very amazing experience. They had us perform Broadway songs from Broadway shows right here, right behind this blue screen that you see right here. And it really allowed me to, you know, just take everything in and just really hone in on my craft and everything like that. And I thought that was really, really cool. It also got a lot of people involved as well. So it created a lot of hustle and bustle on social media. And it was just a really cool experience.
My school has been doing a play now. It started when I was in third grade, and I always couldn't be in the show because I would miss rehearsals for auditions, and then I didn't have enough time for auditions. This was the only year that I could do it, so we're like, let's do it. Let's hop on if we can. And so I auditioned for it. The show was You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And I auditioned for Snoopy. And then they asked me to audition for Charlie Brown for the callback. And then I remember seeing the cast, opening the cast list, going like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then I got Charlie, and I was really excited. And yeah, I don't think I would have been able to do that if not for COVID, which wasn't good. But, you know, good things still come out of it.
Yeah, and you're continuing to work and really hone our performance skills and also our academic skills. Speaking of academics, Robert, congratulations on your upcoming high school graduation. Are you planning on, pursuing a degree in theater or theater in college?
Yes. So I actually, I just finished my last and final college audition yesterday, which was awesome. It was a very, 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 very busy and strenuous couple of weeks, but we pushed through it. I applied to Pace University, Belmont, Ithaca, and USC. So I had, you know, a lot of work, essays and scholarships and auditions. And I'm definitely hoping to see, you know, hoping to get the results soon for Pace and Belmont, but they should be coming by the end of this next month. But yeah.
That is so amazing, Robert. Were you able to take the SATs or ACTs this year?
Unfortunately not. Due to COVID, my grade specifically, my graduating class year was waivered of the SAT, ACT testing and test scores for all upcoming college applications due to COVID.
I mean, it would be wonderful if they could be offered online too, though.
That would be something. I heard there was something in the works for New York State specifically for something like that. I'm not sure about, you know, any other state in particular, but you know, when it first happened, it first kept getting canceled. They kept talking of an online SAT, ACT, kind of even a PSAT virtual kind of thing. So, you know, you never know what comes in the future, you know, especially in these times, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I just found out that our grade is the only grade that has taken the SBACs in the whole entire school.
Whoa.
Because we took it, because it's only third grade to fifth grade, and we're K through fifth. And so we took it in third grade.
Jaden, I know that you're supposed to be starring on Broadway right now in Caroline or Change, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, so they said 15-minute break, everyone. Be back in 15. And we're going to continue the run through the show. This is the day before our last show before the preview started. It's right before the show was opening. And then we went upstairs and did all just hung out. And then 30 minutes later, they still hadn't called us down. And then maybe 5 minutes after that, they call every single person almost in the building to the ground level seats. And then I don't really remember who went up and talked, but someone was due to COVID, we're going to have to postpone the show. And then we all got really sad. It was hard because we had been doing this with these people for a while, and you know, we had kind of built up a relationship, and we were like, okay, we're gonna be back in 3 weeks. It's all good. And then we left the theater and we weren't back in 3 weeks. 1 month, 5 months, and close to a year. And now we're really hoping to go back in the fall. So I really hope that's gonna happen.
Yes, I really hope that Broadway can be back as soon as possible when it's finally safe. And I've been like waiting for Carolina Change to come back to Broadway so I can see you again. Cause you're absolutely amazing. And so are you, Robert. Speaking of how amazing both of you are, what about singing a duet?
Absolutely.
Cool. What song would you like to sing and why did you select that song?
Well, Jaden, you want me to answer that or you want to answer that?
Whatever you want.
Okay, so we're going to be doing Mamma Mia. And we chose this song because we thought it was very, very, it would complement both our voices very nicely. We both love the music from that show.
Yeah.
We're huge fans. And we think, you know, especially during these times, we definitely need something that will, you know, raise all our spirits and, you know, kind of take us out of that whole quarantine COVID kind of mindset. So.
Well, I am so, so excited to hear you both sing the song. Here we go.
Forget everything.
Whoa.
Mamma Mia, here I go again.
My, how can I resist ya?
Mamma Mia, does it show again?
My,
just how much I miss ya.
Yes, I'll be broken hearted.
Blues is the day we parted. Why did I ever let you go? Mamma Mia, now I really know. I think that you know that you won't be away too long. You know that I'm not that strong. Just one look and I can hear a bell ring.
One more look and I forget everything. Whoa.
Mamma Mia, here I go again.
My, how can I resist ya?
Mamma Mia, does it show again?
My, just how much I miss ya.
Yes, I've been broken hearted.
Blues is the day we parted. Why did I ever let you go?
Mamma Mia, even if I say
bye-bye, leave me now or never.
Mamma Mia, it's a game we play.
Bye-bye, doesn't mean forever.
Thank you so much, Jaden and Robert. You are both so talented, and I cannot wait to see what you do next. My next guest is returning to the Early Night Show to share some exciting news about her upcoming original music. I'm so excited to welcome back Sage Chasely. Hi, Sage.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show.
I'm so glad to be back.
I know that since you were last on, you've been busy working on some new original music. Can you give us like a little background on what inspired you to start writing and composing?
Yeah, sure. So a little while ago, a producer approached me after watching some of my cover videos on Instagram, and it was actually really like a perfect opportunity because I've always wanted to make my own music, but having somebody else encourage it and say that I should do it was kind of like a sign that I should really go for it. And my song is really just about growing up and missing being a little kid when like there was no pressure and you could just be yourself.
I know that every writer has sort of like a different process for writing. Did you write the melody or lyrics first?
Well, I began with writing a short story about what I wanted my song to be about. And then I wrote the chorus lyrics first and added a melody to that. But for the verses, I wrote the melody first. So I don't know.
When will it be released and where can our viewers and listeners download it?
Well, it will be released in about 8 weeks, and it'll be on all streaming platforms, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon Music, and you can also purchase it on iTunes.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm so excited for you, and I can't wait to listen
to
it. Are there any, like, songwriters who've inspired you to write and compose?
Yeah, Taylor Swift is definitely a big songwriting inspiration to me. I love all of her albums, and I always have. And I just feel like all of her songs are really brilliantly written, and like they all have such good backstory. And also Ingrid Andress, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right, but I also really love her songs.
I know that in addition to music and performing, you're also an incredible ice skater. Have you been able to be back on the ice?
Yeah, well, since the last time I was on the show, I took my senior level test, which is the last level in skating, and I passed.
Congratulations!
And thank you. That was in November. And since then, I have skated a couple times, and it's been really great to like skate without any pressure of competing or anything. So, yeah.
I know that you also have a cabaret coming up soon. Can you share any information about that?
Yeah. So it's called the Cupid Cabaret, and it's going to be on February 12th and 13th to celebrate Valentine's Day. And I'll be singing a song by Christina Perry with the virtual performers, and you can watch it on YouTube if you want.
What song would you like to sing with me today, and what made you select that song?
I'll be singing Little Miss Perfect by Taylor Lauterman, and I really love how upbeat it is, and like the tune is really fun and catchy, and it really like caught my ear, I guess. And I also love like the main character, she's thinking that she has to be perfect all the time, and I think that like a lot of teenagers can really relate to that, so I just love the song overall.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you sing that song. Here we go.
Thank you.
Straight hair, straight A, straight forward, straight path. I don't cut corners, I make a point to be on time. Head of the student council, I don't black out at parties. I jam to Paul McCartney. If you ask me how I'm doing, I'll say, well, I was adopted when I was two. My parents spoiled me rotten often. I ask myself, what did I do to get as far as I've gotten? A pretty girl walks by my locker. My heart gives a flutter, but I don't dare utter a word. 'Cause that would be absurd behavior for Little Miss Perfect. Platonic, that night was so exciting. Her smirks were so enticing. Hours sped by like seconds. Then what happens is iconic. She takes a sip, I bite my lip. She tells a joke, I nearly choke. She braids my sit there blacking out for the first time. Next thing I know, I lose control. I finally kiss her, but oh no, I see a face in my window. Then my brain starts to go, nah, 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 no. You can't risk falling off your throne. La, 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 love is something you don't even know. Nah, 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 nah. You're just confused, believer. When she says there's nothing there, it's never worth it. When you're little miss perfect.
That was amazing, Sage, and so perfect. I cannot wait to download your single when it's released. For some more Broadway fun, come join me on my Twitch at Joshua Turchin. We play some Minecraft, Among Us, and some music, so follow or subscribe to my Twitch. If you're a student whose show is canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Jane Waldman, Robert Vincent Montano, and Sage Chasley. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.